Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knit Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Inspired, How to Create Tech Products. Customer's Love by Marty Kagan is a seminal read that aims to bridge the gap between the multifaceted worlds of tech innovation and customer satisfaction. Kagan, a veteran of the Silicon Valley product management scene, draws upon his vast experience to outline the processes, strategies, and mindset required to develop technology products that not only meet, but exceed customer expectations. In this book, readers are taken on a deep dive into the core of successful product development, exploring what makes some tech products stand out and become integral parts of our lives, while others fade into obscurity. Inspired is written with product managers, designers, and developers in mind, offering a plethora of real-world examples, actionable insights, and tested methodologies to foster innovation that resonates with customers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of the product manager. A critical role highlighted in Inspired is that of the product manager. Kagan presents the product manager not just as a role, but as the linchpin of product success. This section delves into the responsibilities, such as defining the product vision, communicating with stakeholders, and prioritizing features. It's about balancing user needs, business objectives, and technical feasibility. Through real-world examples, Kagan illustrates successful product managers who act as mini CEOs, possessing a deep understanding of the market, their customers, and how to collaborate effectively across teams. This section sets the foundation for understanding the intrinsic value that adept product managers bring to the creation of products people love. Secondly, building effective teams, Kagan stresses the importance of having the right team dynamics in the creation process of tech products. In Inspired, readers learn how assembling a cross-functional team with diverse skills and perspectives is crucial. This chapter doesn't just stop at how to form the team, but dives into fostering a culture of collaboration, empowerment, and continuous learning. Kagan shares how effective teams work in small, empowered groups that are customer-focused and iterate rapidly. Case studies from leading tech companies illustrate how these teams navigate challenges, make decisions quickly, and adapt to changing market demands. This section emphasizes that the success of tech products largely depends on the culture and practices of the team behind them. Thirdly, understanding the customer. At the heart of creating products customers love is a deep understanding of the customers themselves. Kagan dedicates a significant portion of Inspired to strategies for gaining insights into customer needs, behaviors, and pain points. The discussion revolves around qualitative research methods, persona building, and the use of customer feedback loops. Emphasizing empathy, the section explores how to translate customer desires and problems into actionable product features. Through engaging narratives, Kagan shows how the most loved tech products are those developed with an outside-in approach, starting with the customer and working back to the technology, not vice versa. Fourthly, the lean product process. Marty Kagan discusses the lean product process extensively in Inspired, advocating for a methodology that emphasizes rapid iteration, learning, and pivoting to align closely with customer needs. This chapter explores how to validate product ideas through minimal viable products, MVPs, conducting A/B testing, and learning from failure. The lean product process is presented as not just a strategy, but as a mindset shift from a feature-focused approach to a problem-solving approach. Kagan uses case studies to demonstrate how products evolved through this process, showing the iterative journey from rough concepts to products that achieve product-market fit. Lastly, strategic product planning. Strategic product planning is essential for aligning product development efforts with long-term business goals. In this section of Inspired, Marty Kagan discusses frameworks and tools for setting product strategy, defining objectives, and measuring outcomes. Readers will learn about setting vision, creating roadmaps, and prioritizing features based on strategic importance and customer value. This part of the book emphasizes the importance of flexibility in planning and the role of data in making informed product decisions. Through anecdotes and examples, Kagan illustrates how strategic planning positions products to not only meet current customer needs, but to anticipate and lead market trends. In conclusion, Inspired, How to Create Tech Products. Customer's Love is pivotal reading for product managers, designers, developers, and anyone involved in the tech product creation process. Marty Kagan provides a compelling narrative that combines his extensive experience with actionable insights that can turn the objective of creating beloved tech products into a tangible reality. The book champions a customer-centric approach to product development, urging teams to embrace empathy, strategic planning, and continuous learning. For individuals and organizations striving to leave a mark in the tech space, Inspired offers the philosophies, strategies, and tools necessary to build products that resonate deeply with users. Whether you're at the ideation stage or looking to refine an existing product, Kagan's insights can lead to transformative changes in how products are conceived, developed, and launched. If you would like to support Marty Kagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.